And this week, it was about Friday afternoon, I remembered that I'm supposed to have devotions today and school sale yesterday and stuff. I about started to panic, but I said no. So I prayed about it and said, God, if there's something you would like me to have a devotional on, please show me what that would be. And it wasn't too much later, and it kind of happened. So it was at work, and anyway, I backed into another vehicle, and so it wasn't a very good day. But so I got to thinking about that. What could I have a devotion on this that I could learn something from? And I got to thinking about it, when bad situations or bad days or when things get really crazy, I don't seem to deal with those things the greatest. So I was like, I don't really want to have a devotion on that, but maybe that's what I should have it on. So that's what I kind of decided to have it on, is kind of dealing with difficult situations. And I'm not the best one at this, so I have a lot to learn, but I guess the Bible has a lot to say about it. So, just a few things that I had to think of. I often get down or depressed, and those around me can suffer for what I am dealing with, and that's not the right way to deal with things. There's a lot of wrong ways to deal with things, deal with bad situations or discouraging times or whatever, but the Bible talks about how we should. Had to think about how Job, he went through a lot of discouraging, terrible times where he lost everything he had pretty much, and he himself was sick, and I mean, I'm sure he did get down and depressed, but he also said, "Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall not receive evil as well?" So he was willing to receive whatever God had for him, and he didn't turn his back on God, no matter what he was facing. Another place where Jesus, he endured a lot too. This is actually a prophecy, but he went through this. In Isaiah 53, verse 7, it says, "He was oppressed and he was afflicted." Right, most likely talking about his betrayal and also his crucifixion and everything, or his trial. "Yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, he opened not his mouth." So he didn't try and fight back and try and defend himself. He just pretty much just let go what was all the accusations that were coming against him, and he just didn't say anything. So that's one way that we can deal with things. It's not always the way we should deal with things, but it is one way we can not get all upset and whatever. And had to think about Daniel. There's several situations in his life where he dealt with some really hard things when the other rulers made the law about praying to the king only. He still went to his window there and prayed to God three times a day, no matter what. Even though he figured he'd probably get found out, I imagine. But he did it anyway. So he kept doing what he knew God wanted him to do, no matter what would happen. Even though the other guys were trying to destroy him, he kept his commitment to God. And then also another situation with Daniel and his three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they were supposed to bow down to the idol, they stood up for what they believed. They did what they felt God wanted them to do, even though they figured they were going to end up in that furnace. But God intervened there, and it kind of turned it around, and God made something good out of it. So I want to read in Acts chapter 16, verses 16 to 33. It's another example of a bad situation that these men dealt with it in a good way, in a way I think we should deal with things, and it came out with an amazing result. Acts Acts 16, verse 16. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. And the same followed Paul and us, crying, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. And when her master saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers, and brought them to the magistrate, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keepers of the prison awaked out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in, and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. And they spake unto him the words of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and were baptized, he and all his straightway. So these guys were just teaching about Christ, and they cast out a spirit that was in this little girl here. And some guys really didn't like that, so they accused them falsely and had them thrown into prison. And Paul and Silas, I mean, it was, I'm sure, a really hard time getting thrown in prison in your stocks in the innermost prison. But they dealt with it in a positive way. Verse 25 there it says, and they prayed and sang praises unto God. So they had a joyful heart, even in those hard, really nasty situations when something was happening to them. And God did something miraculous, and he made an earthquake that actually opened the doors and set their bands loose. And I had to think, that wasn't something that Paul and Silas were probably even asking for necessarily. I mean, they probably had no idea that God would send an earthquake to set them free. But that's the way God chose to do it. But they were just praising God and doing what they could in that situation. And God did that miracle there. And because of that, the jailer, he thought this was just the end. I mean, it was terrible. But all the prisoners were still there. And so Paul said, everybody's still here. He found out or figured that Paul and Silas were kind of the cause or the center of this or whatever. Anyway, he talked with them. And because of that, the jailer was saved and was baptized. And to me, that was just a very beautiful picture of how there was a horrible situation where these guys dealt with it in a right way, and here somebody ended up getting being saved in his household because of that bad situation. That situation where they could have just been really depressed and just not dealt with it in the right way, like sometimes I know I have. And so that was really a blessing to me. And I don't think nobody got saved or anything through my little mishap this week, but maybe there will be some in one of your lives this week. That would be wonderful to me. And that would be a great blessing. But just an encouragement for me, I need it more than anybody, but to deal with situations in the way that God would want us to, and to glorify Him no matter what situations we're in. Let's pray.